This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's just another banner news day here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we want to thank all of you for listening to our show. And what a great day in the neighborhood it is, isn't it? Just absolutely amazing. It's fall, isn't it? Have we lost summer? Tell you, I had a chance to go to Lake Tahoe, and it was really amazing. The beauty up there. I haven't been up there in a while, and it was just amazing to be amongst many fellow travelers in the beautiful Sierra Nevada. It's part of New California, I might add. Anyway, so lots of things going on. Moonves is out at CBS. Where's Ben Rhodes? You know, Benghazi. Oh, I'm sorry, Benghazi and Benghazi. We have that back in the news again. President Barack Hussein Obama is also in the news. Visits California. The audacity of hope, right? To come to California. By the way, he shows up in Anaheim to a very small crowd, I might add. Yeah, they're all trying to hide it. Oh, they put him up there in one of the ballrooms at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's a very small ballroom, by the way. People packed in, but not a large crowd from what I understand. And all the Democratic Socialists from Southern California showed up to be there, of course. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. He was not well-received in Southern California. Don't let your worries bother you about anything that's going on with President Barack Hussein Obama. And I know that he was just out there trashing Trump. Now, this shows you how desperate these people truly are and how much they have huge disdain for America. Because, you know, hey, the classless Obama pounding and bashing on a sitting president. Well, what's new? I mean, he pounded and bashed on George Bush, the not-so-sitting president, when he was president, because he had to have somebody to blame, right? Now he wants to take credit for the economy, which is really audacious, isn't it? So as we all stumbled through the economy of 8 years of socialism, we saw exactly what was going to happen, that we're going to look a lot like California and a lot like, Venezuela. That's where he was taking us. Donald Trump, of course, has turned that completely around. Listen, just a few questions about Obama. Did he pass any tax cuts? No. Did he bring jobs back? No. We lost jobs. I mean, you just have to go down the record of this president versus the 8 years of misery that we had under President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, some people say, oh, we liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Now we have a real president doing real things. Did he do anything with trade? No. Did he do anything with Iran? Yeah, he gave him billions of dollars. I mean, we can go on and on. What about Benghazi? What about school shootings? What about mass murders under Obama? What about that? Anyway, I'm just saying. And now he's out and about, coming to California, trying to, goes to Illinois. It's kind of interesting. He goes to Illinois, then he comes out to California. He's in a totally safe spot in Illinois. He goes to the University of Illinois and in a crowd that basically a bunch of young kids that were forced to be there by their professors, I suspect. And what does he do? He, of course, rips into a current president. I don't think it plays well. I really don't. And I think that, once again, especially in California, the crowd was not a big crowd. It was sort of a staged crowd. It looked like there was a lot of people there. They had all their cell phones up and everything. I watched a little bit of it. But there was not a big crowd there. So if you're thinking that Southern California is Obama land, it is in some spots. But not so much like you really think it might be. And the Democrats, not looking so good in Southern California. That's just the blue wave. It's not there. There is no there. That's what they think, that there's a big blue wave coming to Southern California, especially Orange County, especially over there by the Crystal Cathedral, the former Crystal Cathedral. Remember Robert Schuller? Sold it to the Catholic Church. Then there's the City of Orange and Chapman University and how communist have taken over Chapman University. It's pretty sad. And Obama? Not too far from there. It really, where he was at in Anaheim Stadium, was not very far from the City of Orange and Chapman University. A communist center now, Chapman University. It's becoming a communist center. It's really a sad thing. All you got to do is just check some of the faculty and staff. I know they've got all these different people over there that are conservatives that work in the law school, all this other stuff. But they have a communist within. Boy, is he working the deal, huh? And, you know, it's kind of interesting. The spread of communism is sort of insidious. It's working its way by way of the university, especially at Chapman University. And all you have to do is just look at certain city council members, young ones that have gone through the Chapman system and gone through Peter McLaren and those kind of professors that are there. Peter McLaren, look him up. So that's what we have to stop. That's the blue wave. Well, it's kind of a red wave, but that's the blue wave that they're talking about. Whether or not they're going to be able to pull that whole thing off that's happening in Orange County right now by flooding the polls and all that stuff. This is all part of the voter fraud. Isn't it interesting? Voter fraud again starts to pop up and rear its ugly head. California, one of the most fraudulent states in the union for voter fraud. Everybody's taken it, you know, on the Democratic side. That's what we were talking about last week, is all this row about everybody talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. By the way, not going anywhere. How's that working out, that Russia thing? Now we're starting to learn about some of the people that are going to serve 2 weeks in jail. We'll talk about that. Anyway, but this whole Russia, Russia, Russia thing and voter fraud, Russia, 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 is the distraction on voter fraud throughout the United States. They have got to have this election. If they don't win in 2018, We're talking about the globalists now, the Obamas, all those folks. If they don't win, if it doesn't pull off like they want it to pull off, you've got all kinds of things hanging in the balance, including the so-called climate change people. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, what's happening this week? Jerry Brown and Climate Summit in San Francisco. Isn't that interesting? Boy, are we going to talk about that? It's kind of, I'm telling you, this climate change business, it is a business. Starting Wednesday, we have the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco with all the poop and needles on the streets. When we come back, we're going to talk about poop in streets, parking structures, anyone, inoculation centers, the Petri dish. Parking structures as your modern-day Petri dish. In big cities. Wow. Especially as they go around the elevators. Yeah, we figured it out, what they're trying to do with poop on the streets. And poop in your city. Yeah, think about it. Think how much infectious disease can be spread by poop in parking structures. Or urine in parking structures. Why don't you think about that? People get in and out of their cars. They go into malls. They go to their place of work. And all that stuff is on their feet. Spreading it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
I'm Governor Jerry Brown. Greetings from California. Look, it's up to you and it's up to me and tens of millions of other people to get it together, to roll back the forces of carbonization and join together to combat the existential threat of climate change. That's why we're having the Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, September 2018. Come join us. Entrepreneurs, singers, musicians, mathematicians, professors, students. We need people that represent the whole world, because this is about the whole world and the people who live here. We have to do something, and we can do it. That's why we want to join together in this Climate Action Summit in 2018 in San Francisco. Yes, I know President Trump is trying to get out of the Paris Agreement, but he doesn't speak for the rest of America. We in California and in states all across America believe it's time to act. It's time to join together, and that's why at this Climate Action Summit, we're going to get it done. So see you there. Thanks.
Ah, Climate Action Summit. Nice webpage. September 12th and 14th, San Francisco, where feces run supreme. Now, it's kind of interesting. I was talking to some people over the weekend. They were talking about this summit, and they're talking about, wow, all we need to do is just get some of those plastic bags filled with poop and present it to Jerry Brown. Well, and then it breaks up the discussion about if it's brown, flush it down. That is what has been going on with Jerry Brown for... he's listened to that all of his life, I'm sure. And his dad, I think, Edmund G. Brown. So that's... I mean, think about that. So I brown bag it, right? Brown bag it. And send Jerry Brown a bag at the Capitol. I think that would probably... Just a brown bag. Just send him a brown bag addressed to Jerry Brown, Sacramento, California. See what happens. Just, you know, symbolism. What you need right now is a brown bag for symbolism. San Francisco poop, you know, that sort of thing. And they're actually in San Francisco. I want you to think about this. Talk about flushing it down. You can flush down this entire place. So anyway, perusing the website, Transformative Climate Investments, there you go, Land and Ocean Stewardship, Sustainable Communities, Inclusive Economic Growth, and Healthy Energy Systems. All right. All right. Now, I'm looking at the website, and I've got pictures all over the place. Some of the things is some of the sub things they've got here. Attention Media Registrar. Oh, that's for media. It says Attention Media to No, don't. Come on. Well, this is. Wait a minute. It changed on me here. Affiliate Effective Spotlight. Rise for Climate. Full article. There you go. To stop climate change, we must make it profitable. These are some of the subtopics. New research shows urban climate policies can create nearly 14 million jobs in cities and prevent 1.3 million premature deaths annually by 2030. I'm biting on this one. I'm going to bite on this article. It says, feature, press room uncategorized. This is how they have it on their website. So you can kind of figure out what's going on here. It says, new research shows new research. And look at this. Global climate change. They have a flag. I thought it was a Mexican flag. But it's like a Mexican flag with a different symbol inside of it. That must be the flag for the event. It says, new research quantifies the vast economic and public health benefits of urban climate policies in life saves, jobs created, and time and money saved by consumers. 1.3 million jobs could be created in the U.S., 3.8 million jobs in the European Union. gee, the U.S. is a lot bigger than the European Union. And 1.86 million jobs in China. A million, not a billion. Because remember, they're billions over there. When you speak of a million, that's not really a lot of human beings, right? Then they go on and make this claim. 29,000 premature deaths could be prevented each year in the EU. 115,000 in China. 270,000 premature deaths in Southeast Asia. But what about abortion? Is anybody asking the question about abortion? And we're talking about preventing premature deaths. And these are the abortion monsters. I'm sorry, I'm losing control here. So San Francisco, September 9th, 2018. As cities around the world celebrate efforts to meet their commitments to the Paris Agreement, new research from C40 Cities, the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy, and the New Climate Institute shows that ambitious urban climate policies can vastly reduce carbon emissions globally, as well as effectively deliver enormous economic aid and public health benefits for cities. Really? Investments in residences, climate opportunity, more jobs, better health. Okay, there's nothing here. There's no there. Climate opportunities show that mayor. This is just words. This is, as usual, just words, as the article goes. I'm not going to bore you with the just words and whatever false information they're producing here. C40 says, Global Count of Mayors invited mayors to enhance their commitments to bold climate action as part of the One Planet Charter. The One Planet Charter. What is the One Planet Charter? Patty Harris, CEO of Bloomberg. Okay. Now, let's run down some of the cast of characters for this. All right. Yeah, here we go. Featured speakers is Alec Baldwin, actor and host of Here's the Thing. Okay, Alec. Aidan Gallagher, actor and environmental activist who looks like he's 2 years old. Andrea Mitchell. We're lining up the usual suspects here. NBC Chief Foreign Affairs and Correspondent Host Andrea Mitchell reports. Bernard J. Tyson, Chairman and CEO of Kaiser Permanente. Christina Figueres. Well, there's a real one. You talk about somebody who's wants to depopulate. Just check into Christina Figueres. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. Christina Mittemir. Dana Tisner-Tram, Tribal Council, Vunhet Glitch, Government Old Crow, Yukon Territory. All right. More biting. Who else? Dave Matthews, singer and songwriter. Oh, that's too bad. Dr. Aparna Bole. Let's see. Who else? Dr. Gunther Taunger. Dr. Mae Jemison, an astronaut. Let's see, Dr. Mary Robinson, President Mary Robinson Foundation for Climate Justice and former President of Ireland. Oh, there you go. Eileen Rockefeller Growald. I'm serious. Growald. That's the way she spells it. That's the way I pronounce it. Let's see, State of Michigan former Governor Jennifer Granholm. Emily Chang, actor and executive producer, Bloomberg Tech, or anchor. And executive producer, Bloomberg Technologies. There you go. Bloomberg's all over this. And here we go. Gina McCarthy, former U.S. EPA Administrator, Director of Sea Change. Gina McCarthy, she's a real winner. And, former Vice President Al Gore. Governor Jay of the state of Connecticut. Oh, he's going to be here. Connecticut. You know, Newtown. Governor David Eag. State of Hawaii, Governor Jay Inslee, State of Washington, Governor Phil Murphy, New Jersey, Governor Ricardo Rosello, Puerto Rico, and on and on and on. Oh, John Podesta. He's going to be there. Pizza, anyone? We'll be back.
Yeah! Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. We're talking about the global, what is it? Global Climate Action Summit. Here we go. Jerry Brown's baby in San Francisco with all the poop. I am sure they've been cleaning the fecal material from around. I'll tell you, I got to tell you, when we started New California, I was just absolutely amazed at the people from San Francisco that were calling me business leaders that were just fed up with Jerry Brown. it really was amazing. And what they were mad about was having to walk their employees walking through the feces on the streets as they go into the businesses in San Francisco. And if you now listen, I have seen this. I haven't been down there. I think it's about 6 months now in the San Francisco. I hate going down there. I really do. You know, when you drive through the streets there, and if you have your window down, you get a real good whiff of the feces and the urine and the mixture and everything. And then you see these people. What is this? They lean against the walls there and poop on the wall. And, you know, if they got diarrhea, it just kind of dribbles down on the wall. Or, you know, they just drop trowel and right there, right on the sidewalk or the street, in the gutter. The gutter guys are pretty interesting to watch them as they squat over the gutter in broad daylight. Now, remember, now it's my understanding they actually passed an ordinance, or they changed the ordinances there where public defecation and urination was not illegal in San Francisco. So that's kind of a problem. Now, this is going on in other communities. And like I mentioned to you before, I was in Sacramento the other day. And boy, in the parking structure, and I went into two parking structures, by the way, one in Old Town and one in New Town. And it was appalling. I mean, I didn't even get up to the second level in the one in New Town. This is over by the State Capitol building. And you could already pick up the odor of feces and urine. Now, this is significant. And I bring this up because these good folks that have called me from San Francisco want to be part of New California, don't want to be left out, that sort of thing. They are desperate. So I don't, and again, they say they've got some sort of program now where you've got people, the poop scoopers. By the way, it's something like 172,000 a year. That's what we reported for every employee there. That they've got a team of like a dozen of them. They're going around picking up all the poop and sanitizing and sterilizing. So they started this weeks ago in anticipation, I think, of this summit. Oh, we're going to clean it up. And I heard with the Beta Breakers thing that it was quite clean, actually, in some places. Along with, you know, this is this marathon that they run, the Beta Breakers. And that it was cleaned up. So that's on the right track. That's really good. That's really good, but it's not entirely clean, of course. Now, Sacramento's got the issue. Now, here is the deal. What a perfect way to spread disease and pestilence, right? Just let people defecate wherever they want. Go back to the old medieval days. Run things like that, where you just use the gutter for your feces, right? And that's really what it's all about. And just this modern day business of, you know, sanitizing and sterilizing and doing, you know, sewage systems and all that stuff. That's out the window. That's just passé. We have to go back to pooping publicly. But what a wonderful way to spread disease. And that's why I really, I'm wondering what's going on when we have this spreading of disease by fecal material and urination in public. What's that all about? Because that's really what it is. And it seems to be very well organized and orchestrated, especially here in California, when you have whole communities now that are being flooded with people who come in on buses and they're told to live on the streets, and they live on the streets, and they poop and they pee and everything else right there. So what, okay, it's perfect. It's a perfect way to cause disease. And it goes back to the people that were pounding on the table about their employees being forced to walk through areas in San Francisco on the way to work, their work, their jobs, their businesses there in San Francisco. I'm talking about downtown San Francisco. Because, you know, San Francisco is its own county. I don't know if you know that or not. It's one of the 58 counties of California. And it's that small little tip on the southern end of the bay there, the south side of the Golden Gate. That's San Fran- you go to the other side, because that's Marin County. They aren't so concerned over, but they, I think they still have their act together over Marin, but San Francisco, no. So anyway, but a perfect way to spread disease and pestilence is you get it on your feet, you walk into your business, you get it all over the carpets of the business, and pretty soon people start getting sick and die of strange diseases, right? Goes back to the old bag thing, where people are being charged 10 cents per plastic bag. Wonder how many people have gotten sick from that. I've even heard of people claiming that their relatives have died from it, actually. There's only one way. They try to track down their death of strange diseases. Yeah, that just happened, actually, to a friend of mine. Who swears that it was the lack of plastic bags, the filth that you find on the conveyors now in the stores, Got to do some checking of all that stuff to see how sanitary those things are, right? And then the reuse of your bag, you know, over and over and over again. That, see, that's part of keeping everybody safe and healthy from germs. So you create what I see here is a perfect Petri dish. Now, those of you that don't know what a Petri dish or a culture dish, it's where you, it, this is commonly used in growing bacteria and other assorted organisms. And what you do is you put it in a dish, it's usually a glass dish. I always prefer, as a science teacher, the glass ones over the plastic ones, but the glass Pyrex dishes, and you put a food base in the bottom of it, like agar. It's a nutrient substance. And then what you do is you inoculate it with what you suspect to be someplace that might have germs. And you know, like you can take a piece of tape. You probably did this in your biology. Those of you that took real biology classes to discover these real things. And you take a piece of tape and you stick it on a surface. And then you put it in what's called the substrate or the auger. And you inoculate it. And you then take and cover it with the top part of the glass of the dish. Get it? And you put it in an incubator. And you let it grow for a couple of days. And watch what happens. And look at all the different things that are on that piece of tape. See, that's your foot, that piece of tape. Get it? So in other words, when you walk around and poop, you're going to pick up a lot of diseases, a lot of bacteria that are not good for the general public. Some of those diseases will kill you. A lot of them will. In fact, sanitation experts will tell you that if you have feces standing and sitting like you have in San Francisco, you got to really sterilize it, bleach it, do all kinds of stuff to get rid of it because it's so toxic. But that's okay. Maybe that's what they want, right? Depopulate the planet by feces. I don't know. I think it's just an attempt by Jerry Brown to flush us all down. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, Steve Frank. See, I'm not the only one out here talking about San Francisco. Steve Frank, the loony left, masters of the scare tactic to meet in San Francisco, led by Jerry Brown. Ah. This Steve Frank, he's something else. This is Cal Matters says heavy hitters on climate change will converge on San Francisco next week with Governor Jerry Brown as host. And I'm reading for two articles at one time here. It says if Jerry Brown could write the script in which he exits the political stage while still in the spotlight, he could do no better than what's teed up for him next week, presiding over the Global Climate Action Summit with a few hundred of his closest fellow leaders in the fight against global warming. The San Francisco event is a hybrid of any number of high-level international meetings in which political figures discuss what can be done to address climate change, sign declarations, adjourn, and meet again later somewhere else. The summit, which Brown is co-hosting with former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a bevy of international officials, aims to advance that staid model by including a broad group of non-state actors, mayors, governors, and leaders representing regions rather than their entire country. See the regionalism thing. Brown's executive network will come into play, as will two organizations he helped found. One is Under 2 Coalition, a group of more than 200 governments vowing to prevent global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius. Wow. Now, this is what Steve Frank says. I like Steve Frank. Says, this week, the loony left of the globe will come to the headquarters for intolerance, junk science, and disgusting living conditions. Okay, this is what he said. I'll read it again. That's not me. Says, this week, the loony left of the globe will come to the headquarters for intolerance, junk science, and disgusting living conditions. Is it possible that the human feces on the streets of San Francisco are the real cause of global warming? You know, Steve Frank, he puts out another little idea. My goodness. Now this, you know, because, you know, when cows fart, I mean, you know, that's, I'm sorry, when they flautus, Not floaters, flouters. When they do that, you know, it's global warming, right? Methane, anyone? See, I'm serious. Listen, go listen, on the global, this is no joke. For those of you that doubt this, I mean, really, this is one of the things I, oh, here we go. This is on, it's from so-called break news. You think I'm joking about this fart business? This is serious stuff with these people. Methane gas. Says farm. This is one of the little tiles. This is from Global Climate Action Summit. You can go to there yourself and see it. They've got all these little spinning propellers. In other words, the props that go with these wind farms, which are disgusting. It's complete visual pollution, tearing up beautiful California hills and sides and so on. And they make no electricity. They burn up. Anyway, I'm sorry. And they kill all the raptors. Anyway, so this is what they have. Farms are going carbon neutral. And cows are leading the way. This is a title of a story. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to get back to Steve Frank. I like Steve Frank. So I think, though, this is what I'm saying. Is if cows can fart and people can defecate in the street, does that cause global warming? And I say, absolutely, it does. Defecating in the street causes global warming, besides the disease factor we just talked about. The San Francisco event is a hybrid of any number of high-level international meetings in which political figures discuss blah, blah, blah. The summit, which Brown is co-hosting with former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Isn't that suspect to you? Michael Bloomberg, he's a billionaire by every foot he's tall, I guess. The real purpose is to use this event to cement Jerry Brown's place in history and show why he earned the nickname Governor Moonbeam. Moonbeam. If it's Brown, flush it down. Science means nothing to him. I heard a rumor that in the invitation to this event, he asked the attendees to leave their tinfoil hats at home. Wonder if that is true. I'm offended. And you know, all of you who proudly wear your tinfoil hat every day when you're listening to this radio show, you should be equally offended. So they have a great picture. I can't read it right, but there's a great cartoon. We'll post it up. This is too good not to post up about Governor Moonbeam. And the whole climate thing, it's just too good. So we're going to do that. We got the break coming up. Do you believe this? Where's all the time going? You're having fun. Anyway, the summit, which Brown is co-hosting, other things about this, says it could mean, oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh, you know who else is going to be there? Mary Nichols, my babe, from the California Air Resources Board. The one that got me kicked off YouTube and into YouTube jail for 6 months. Yeah, that one. Good old Mary Nichols. Because we were concerned that she was, speaking of climate change and pollution, she was asking little children to breathe in diesel fumes to see if it would kill them. As an experiment to see if diesel fumes kill, make you sick. And guess what? Google and YouTube didn't like we did that. And they took us down. Isn't that interesting? I wonder why they didn't like that. Boy, they just don't like a lot of things like Google and YouTube. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow, we're going to solve the world problems. We are, just simply by, well, letting you know about them. Number one, how about we just let you know about what these world problems are and all that stuff and Jerry Brown and feces in San Francisco. San Francisco. I mean, how bad is it that you're going to have a conference in San Francisco? You know, a lot of people have canceled all their conferencing in San Francisco. For obvious reasons. I mean, you know, really, it's a beautiful city without the feces. It really is. And I've gotten to know a lot of people who have called because of New California. They want to be part of New California. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. Anyway. I'm just saying, after all. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. The conference, the convention, actually, convention number two for New California is well on its way. And it's going to be the 5th and 6th of October down in Irvine, California, the Wyndham. And tickets are available. And by the way, if you're a corporate sponsor, you can buy tables. We'll reserve. We have 10 tables reserved that we're checking out right now. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news, and also NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Moving forward is what it's all about for New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.